Tanur Rabbanan, on the bottom here of Nun Testament Beis, Maaseh Ba'adam Echad, there was a story with a person, Shepasach Halonav, L'chatzer HaShutfim, that he had opened up windows into the joint courtyard. Well, if near Bishmael Reb Yossi, when he came to Bishmael Reb Yossi, saying the fact that that years had gone by without the other partners protesting is proof that that he was entitled to do that. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Shmuel said, you're right. Chazakta b'ni chazakta. You have done a chazaka. Uval lefnei Rabbi Chiya. But when he went before Rabbi Chiya, Amar, he said, sorry. Yagatu patachta. You worked hard to open the window. Yagaustam. But now you have to work hard and close the window. And he said, sorry, you do not have a chazaka. Amar Rav Nachman said, Listom la'alt Ravi Chazaka. But if a person has a window and somebody else builds a wall to block the light of that window, and the person doesn't initially protest, and right away there's a chazaka that the wall was entitled to be there. Shein adam asu ishesos min oro b'fana v'shote, because no one normal will sit and allow others to close off his own light in front of him, and he should just be quiet about it. Okay, lakach bayis b'chatzer acheres. The Mishnah says that if somebody buys a home in another courtyard, lo yiftachenu l'chatzer ashutfim, he can't make a new opening to this courtyard, even though he is a partner in this courtyard. My time a while, because by opening up a doorway, there are going to be more people in the courtyard than there were before, and that is a damage to the others. Now there's more, harder to be private about things. Ema seifa, but if that's the case, what about the end of the Mishnah? Elim ratza, but if he wants, bonus ached lefnimi beso, he can build a room inside of his own house. Ubona ali al gabe beso, and build an attic over his house. And people go to the attic through his house. Ay, hello, mar ba'ala v'saderech. But if you're allowing him to build another apartment, even if there's no new entrance, but now there are going to be more people. If there are more people in the courtyard, you're damaging everybody else. Rav Huna answered, my cheder. What does it mean? You can build a room. Chechilko b'shnayim. You're not adding space. Just the room that you have, you divide into two. My aliyah, what does it mean? And you can add an attic? Not that you add another floor, but that you cut the floor you have into two. In other words, you had a house with a 12-foot high, or maybe 15-foot high ceiling, so you put up a floor at 7th foot or 7.5 foot. So now you haven't really added more space. You've divided up your space. So by dividing your space, that's not considered increasing the amounts of people in the courtyard, because when you have your own home, you can always welcome as many guests as your home can fit. So the fact that you've made in your space more private settings, that doesn't mean that you've now done something that harms the other members of the courtyard, and that's what the Mishnah meant that you are allowed to do.
Rabbi, would that be the issue whereby if you had a 15-foot ceiling, then you had the window at the top, and now you have a floor, then you are more able to access that window to look outside?
Yeah, that's true.
Because the fact that you can put more people, why would that be relevant to the other residents? Okay.
Well, Meyer had thought that the problem is that, when you have more people, so then it's harder for people to have privacy. You know, it's hard enough with 100 people here, it's harder when there are 200 people here. So we're saying it's not really more people when you're not increasing the total amount of space, you're just increasing the usability of the space. That's not considered bringing more people in, because whenever you have a home, no neighbor can tell you, sorry, you can't have a lot of guests. You can always have a lot of guests, as much as your home can hold. So now you figured out a way to have more guests in your home than you had before. That's not considered damaging them.
But would that go then as far as the example that the rabbi gave yesterday, which is that now the guy made a yeshiva, so if this guy made a hotel into his home, is that what the Gemara is allowing effectively?
No, that we saw earlier, that you can't make businesses in your home that we saw earlier.
But Rabbi, clearly somebody wants to cut his height of his ceiling into two. That means he's going to add more rooms to it. And
yeah,
more, you know,
okay. That's fine. But even before he cut the height of his ceiling, he was entitled to have lots of guests. So as long as that's somewhat within the realm of what he had before, that's also okay.
Violating the condo association.
So he's not adding.
He did not expand the footprint.
Square footage of the actual
of the building. That's right.
Right.
Now the next Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam lechatzer ashutfim. A person may not open even into a jointly owned courtyard, even though he's a partner in this courtyard. He can't open a new doorway. Pesach keneged pesach, a doorway which is parallel to another person's doorway. Or chalon, keneged chalon, or a window parallel to somebody else's window. Hayakatan, if his doorway was small, lo yasenu gadol, he can't make it big. Echad, if it was a single doorway, lo yasenu shnayim, he can't make it into two doorways. Aval poseach lurshus harabim, but if his house is on the side of a street, he can open a doorway, even though now it faces the street. Even though on the other side of the street, somebody else has a house with a doorway in the same spot. Pesach keneged pesach. He can open up when he has a house to the street, chalon, a window, even though parallel to that there's another chalon. Hayakatan, if his house has a small doorway, oso sagadol, he can make it a big doorway when it's the house next to the public street. Ve'echad, if it's a single doorway, oso sashtayim, he can make it into two doors. That's what the Mishnah says. So there's a difference between a house to a jointly owned courtyard and a house to a street. A house to a street, you can make a new doorway parallel to another doorway. You can make a window parallel to another window. In a courtyard, not. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know this, that I can't open up a doorway in my wall that will be parallel my friend's doorway? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. That was the blessing that Bilam gave the Jewish people. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam es Einav, Bilam lifted his eyes. He saw the Jewish people residing according to their tribes, and he says, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, how beautiful are your tents, Jacob. So Mara, what did he see? Ra, Shein Pischei Alein, Mechuvanim Zelazeh. He saw that their doorways of their tents were not parallel to each other. So one guy has a doorway facing this way, the other one has a doorway facing that way. So the one across is a doorway facing this way, so that the doorways are not facing each other. People can't look from one house into the next. And Jews were being respectful of each other's privacy. Amrei said, oh, they're so respectful of privacy. Ruin halalu shetishra aleim shechina. Then these deserve that they should have the divine presence upon them. Yeah, well, that we've seen, that Bilam's blessings had importance, that's for sure. Hashem put the blessings in his mouth, if we remember. He didn't want to give the Jews a blessing, but God made him do so. Yeah, question?
Is that the only interpretation of Matovu Alecha Yaakov
Shantech? That's the primary, yeah. That's the primary meaning. So now the Mishnah said, if I have a doorway opening up into a joint courtyard, and if it is small, lo yasenu gadol, I can't make it bigger. So Savar, Rami Bar Chama thought that that's not a question of privacy. He thought it was a question about usage of the courtyard. What it meant was like this, Bar Dalet, if I have a doorway which is four amos wide, Lo Lishvaya Bar Timnaya, I can't make it eight amos wide, because if I have a doorway four amos wide, I have four amos worth of courtyard space. If I make it eight amos wide, Kashakal Timnaya Bechatz, I'm going to be taking eight amos out of the courtyard. But if it's a doorway of only two amos, l'shvaya b'arbaya shapir dami, I can turn it into a doorway that's bigger, that's four amos wide, because anyway, every doorway gets automatically four amos in the courtyard. By making the two amma doorway four amos, I'm not getting more space in the courtyard. Even when it was a two amma doorway, I had four amos worth of courtyard space that I could use. So Amale Rava said, no, Rami, the Mishnah's law is not based on courtyard space, it's based on privacy. Matzi Amarle, the neighbor can tell the man who's trying to make his doorway, which was two amos wide, four amos wide, Bepitcha Zutra, when you had a small doorway, Matzina Litz Tenue Minach, I was able to hide my actions from you, I was able to maintain privacy. The Pischa Rabba, but once you have a very wide doorway, I'm not going to be able to be private from you. I'm not going to be able to hide my actions from you. And therefore, I'm protesting and preventing you from making the doorway wider, even from 2 to 4. Then the Mishnah said, Echad, if a person has a single doorway, lo yasenu shnayim, he shouldn't make out of it 2 doorways. So again, Savi, Amar Bar Chama Lemeim, my Rami Bar Chama thought this was a law based on courtyard space. What it meant was, by Arba, if he has a doorway which is 4 amos wide, lo lushvaya trei b'nei tarte tarte, he can't make it into 2 doorways, each only 2 amos wide. Why? Because once he has 2 doorways, each doorway will get 4 amos of the courtyard. He'll go from having right to 4 amos of the courtyard, the 4 amos right in front of the doorway, to having 8 amos in the courtyard, the 4 amos in front of each doorway. So then, but let's say he had a doorway which was 8 amos wide. He could turn it into 2 doorways, each being 4 amos wide, because he's not then taking for himself any more space in the courtyard. So again, Rami Bar Chama thought that the Mishnah is based on the law, based on what's happening in the courtyard. Amalei Rava, Rava said, no, that's not what's going on. Matzi Amarlei, the neighbor can tell him, even though you're not getting more space in the courtyard, I am protesting your attempts to turn your single doorway into 2 doorways, because b'chad pischa, if you only have 1 doorway and there's only 1 door, somewhat seen it's the nu'iminach, I was able to hide from you, because when you opened the door, I saw and I stayed out of the courtyard with my private business. But now that you have 2 doorways, I'm not going to be able to hide from you, because even though 1 door is locked, the other door is open. There's going to be more people coming in and out versus when you have only 1 door. When you have only 1 door, it's easy for me to know when to hide. When there are 2 doors, it's harder for me to know when to hide. And therefore, I'm protesting and preventing you from putting up 2 doors. Then the Mishnah said, but if the house is not next to a courtyard, the house is next to a street, you can open up your doorway even though it's parallel to another doorway. You can open a window parallel to another window. Avol poseach lurshus harabim pesach keneged pesach v'chalon neged chalon. So Amarlei, why can he do that? Because he can tell the fellow who has a house on the other side of the street, anyway, you had to learn how to hide your behavior from the people in the street. You're next to a public street. There are lots of people here. So it doesn't matter if I, who am on the other side of the street, open up a doorway or open up a window. So you say, oh, now you don't have privacy because I can look from my window into your house. Anyway, you've been hiding things in your house because of the people in the street, that you had to always hide things from them looking in. Next Mishnah, again, talking about responsibilities to a street. I'm not allowed to make a cavity underneath the street because it might cause the street to collapse. What are examples of cavities? Boros, I can't make a round pit. Sichin, a square pit. Umaros, or a crypt. Rebbe Lezer Matir, Rebbe Lezer allows me to make a pit underneath the street if there's a strong cover strong enough on it, that a wagon laden with stones can ride over it without the cover collapsing, then I could have such a ditch underneath the street. A person's not allowed who has a home to put out a ledge or a balcony into the public domain. Elim Ratza, but if I really want to have a ledge or a balcony on my house, and my house is next to the street, what I have to do is like this. move the wall into my area, and then in my area, so it's my space, then Motzi, I can put out a ledge or a balcony, even though now people are from the street are going to be walking there. Lakachatzer, if a person buys a courtyard, uvaziz and exus chiros, which has ledges and balconies going out into the street, we can assume that the person of the courtyard probably did it legally, that he moved the wall into his own domain and he put the ledge out in his domain, and then the street spilled over and took advantage of that extra space, and you can leave it there. Now, the Tanakhama said that even though you have a very strong cover over a pit, you can't put the pit underneath the street. So the Tanakhama, what's their logic? Because when you have a cover over a pit, sometimes the cover is rotting and you don't know. So therefore, you can't rely on the fact that you have a strong cover. It might not stay as a strong cover. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein motzi and zizin uxus tiros." You can't put out ledges or balconies out into a street. Rav Ami havale ziza davanafik mevua. Rav Ami had a house and he had a ledge from his house into the alleyway. Now, an alleyway is not as public as Rosh HaRabim. It doesn't have as many people. So now there was another man. Ahu gav Rav Ami. There was a man that Havale Ziza, he had a house next to the street, and he had a ledge protruding from his house, Davamapik Lushas Rab, that he put out into the public street. So people were upset with that man, Asalakamid Rabami. So he said, you know what judge I'm going to go to? I'm going to go to Rabami, because he himself has this issue. So he's going to be respectful of me. He's going to allow me in to keep my ledge. Amalei Rabami said to him, sorry, Zilkot, take down your ledge. So Amalei, he said, hey, Rabami, Vahamar Nami Yisle. But you, the great master of Ami, you yourself have a ledge. So Amalei, he said to him, Didi Lemavua Mapik. My ledge goes to an alleyway. B'nei Mavoid Machten Gabay. I know how many people live in the alleyway. I know who they are. I asked them and they were mochel to me. But Didach, they forgave it to me. They said, okay, you can put in the ledge. But Didach, but your ledge, Shusarabim Mapik, is out in the public street. So my machel gabach, how could you go to everybody to have them forgive the rights to you? You can't get to everyone that they should all forgive their rights to you. They didn't. So therefore, you need to take it down. Rabbianai havale ilan anotelushas ram. Rabbianai had a tree in his courtyard where the branches were leaning out into the street. So havahu gava, there was another man. Also havale nami ilan anotelushas ram. He also had a tree with branches out into the street. Asu b'nei rishas ram, the people of the street came. They were very upset about these branches. They said, you know, people are trying to ride horses. They're being blocked by the branches. You got to take down your tree. So he said, okay, I'm going to go to the rabbi. Which rabbi am I going to go to? The rabbi also has a tree in the street. So he went in front of Rabbi Yana. Amarles, Rabbi Yana said to him, Zila Idna. You know what? Leave today. V'salamachar. Come back tomorrow. V'lalayla that night. Shadar katzilahu didei. He sent the tree cutters to cut down his branches. Lamacha, the next day, the man came. He told him, I'm sorry, you've got to take down your branches. Zilkotz, you have to cut down your branches. The man said, Hamar namiyisli, but you yourself have branches in the street. Amalei said, sorry, Zilchazi, go look. If I cut mine, kutzdidach, you've got to cut yours. If I didn't cut mine, then you're right, you don't have to cut yours. It's like, may cover my suffer. I understand. He only cut his once he needed to clear his name. What was he thinking initially? He could just steal the space of the street? Lulavasov my suffer. What did he realize later? So the Gemara answers, may cover suffer. Initially he thought, I did a favor to the people of the street. Now they have shade. And they can sit down in the street under the shade provided by my trees. But now that he saw that his branches are preventing people from having a clean, ride through the street. So Shadr Katya, he sent the tree cutters to cut it down. Vale male, why didn't he say, Zil kutzdidach, you go cut yours. Vahadr ekutzdidi, and then I'll cut mine. So why did Rav Ami have to delay the man, say, come back tomorrow, and in the night clean up his things and cut down his trees? The answer is based on the lesson of Reish Lakish. Damar, he said the pasuk says, his koshishu, the koshu, take away the hay. That means like this, kshot atzmacha, first clean yourself up, take away the hay that's in your hair. Once you've cleaned yourself, then you can tell others to be clean. V'achakach, kshot acherin, then you can tell others. Okay, so again, the Mishnah said that a person cannot put a ledge or a balcony into the street, but if he wants, he can move his wall into his own area and then put out a ledge or a balcony. Ibailu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Kanas v'lo hotzi. What happens if he moves his wall back into his own area, but he was lazy, he didn't put out a ledge right away? One second. Mao Shiyavzo Vyotzi. Oh, that point is okay.
Why is it not Pshita?
This is Pshita. The point is that he can't, doesn't the other way. He can't use the street. If he wants to, he needs to give away some of his own space. Yeah, but the point is that the first point that he can't use the street is the Chiddush that we don't say it's a small thing. There's Mechila. There's no Mechila. He can't use the street. So Mao Shiyavzo Vyotzi. What happens if he moved his wall in? Can he now move his wall back? He moved his wall in. He didn't put out the ledge. Can he now say, you know what? I changed my mind. I know for 5 months people have been walking on my space. I want to move my wall back and get back my space. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kanas Motzi. Yeah, he moved his wall back. He can move it back the other way. Rish Lakish Amar Kanas Eino Motzi. Yishlaka said, no, once he moves his wall back and now people have taken the space, he can't reclaim the space. Rav Yaakov bar Tachlifa. Rav Yaakov said to Rav Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Asbar Allah, I'll explain the argument. Lahotzi kuliyam lo pligidim otzi. Of course, he'd still be able to add a ledge at a later time. Ki pligi, what's the argument? About moving the wall back to their original place. So the Gemara says, V'ipche itmar. And it's actually the opposite of what you said. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Machzir. Rabbi Yochanan says he can't move the walls back. I'm sorry. So the first question was, what if he moved it back and he didn't put out a wall? Didn't he put out a ledge? Could he later put out a ledge? So the first version is that that's the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And the second version is Rabbi Yaakov says, no, the argument's not about putting out a ledge. Of course he could put out the ledge. The question is, can he move the wall back? Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Machzir, Rish Lakish, Amar Machzir. Rabbi Yochanan says he can't move the wall back. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish said he could move the wall back. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Eino Machzir, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan holds that once he moves the wall, he can't move the wall back based on the lesson of Rabbi Yehuda. Adam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told us, Meitzer Sheikh Zikubo Rab Masala Kalkalo. If the community takes a path, you can't ruin their path. So if there was a boundary and the community took advantage of it as a shortcut, you can't now stop them from using it. They now own that shortcut. And Mishlakish Amar Machzir. Rish Lakish says, no, you can move your wall back. Hani Mili, when was there a law that you can't stop the community from that which they took? Hecha Deleka Revacha, when they're taking a path between fields, there's not a lot of other options. But here we're talking about where they took some more of the street. If you give them, if you take back what you gave them, Haika Revacha, they're still left with a big wide street, so that you're allowed to do. The Mishnah said, "Laka chatzer vazizin ugzus tiros." If you buy a courtyard that has ledges and balconies in it, arei becheskasa, you can assume it's in its chazak and leave it the way it is. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, "Nafla, and if it fell down, chozer bonos, you could rebuild it." Meisve, they challenged this. We learned, "Ain misaydim and mechayim and mefaychem is manazeh." Nowadays, we can't plaster a wall with lime, nor can we ornament walls. Or even paint the walls because of Zeichel HaChorban, to remember the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, to express our sadness. If you bought a courtyard with walls that were plastered with lime, you can leave it the way it is, but if it fell, you can't rebuild it. So you see that we don't say that the prior status of the wall can be recreated. So I said, no, that was different. Isura Shiny, there we're talking about the issues of prohibition, to remember the loss of Jerusalem and to express our mourning. Here we're talking about monetary rights. If a man bought a house, or bought a courtyard with a ledge and the wall falls, he had a right to the ledge. He can put up a wall again and get the ledge, put the ledge back. Tan Rabbanan, talking about the laws of Zeichel HaChorban, we learned in a Braisa, La Yasad Adam is based on Besid, a person cannot plaster his house with lime. Vimir B'cholo Tevin, but if he mixed sand or straw with the lime, Mutter, he's allowed to use it as a plaster. Rabbi Yudom Rabbi just says, Vimir B'chol, if he puts sand in it, Harez a Terachsid, that's a very strong plaster for us, and you're not allowed to use it. Tevin, if you mix straw in it, that's mutter, you're allowed to use it as a plaster. Tana Rabban our sages taught us in a brisa, Kishachar Vabayas Bishniyah, when we lost the second temple, Rabu Prushim Bi Yisrael, many Jews became very ascetic. What did they say? Shalolechol Basa, they didn't want to eat any meat anymore. Shalishtos Yayin, not to drink wine because they were so sad for the loss of the temple. Nitfala Henry Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua tried to convince them to change their mind. Amalim, he said to them, Bonai, my children, why aren't you eating meat or drinking wine, my children? Amalim, they said, no, Chalbasar, how can we eat meat? If we think about the meat, we're reminded of the fact that meat of animals used to be burnt as a carbon on the altar. And now, Achshabatel, now we don't have an altar, we don't have a temple, so we can eat meat. Nishta Yain, we're going to drink wine. Wine is menaschon al gabei hamizbeach. That belongs to be a libation on top of the altar. Now we don't have an altar. How can we drink wine? V'achshav batel. Now we don't have it. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said to them, if that's your logic, imkem lechem lo nochol. Don't even eat bread. Shekvar batel menachos. Because in the altar they used to take flour. That's also true, but they used to, also there was the mincha. They used to take flour and oil and throw it into the fires. They said, you're right. We're not going to eat bread anymore. Efshav b'peiros. We're only going to eat grain, fruits. So he said, oh, that you also can't eat. Peiros nami lo nochal, don't even eat fruit. Kvar batlu bikurim, we don't have bikurim anymore. After Peiros Achem, he said, okay, we'll eat the fruits that aren't of the seven special fruits of Eretz Yisrael. We'll only eat apples. So he said, okay, mayim lo nishta, so don't drink water. Shekvar batlu nisach hamayim, because we don't have the mizbeach, we don't have the ability to pour water on the mizbeach. So Shatku, they realized that they were going too far. They were quiet.
Because we abstained for 9 days of meat and water.
Meat, yeah, 9 days is not the same thing as forever. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Banai, my children, bov, omar lachem, let me explain to you. To not mourn, you're right. How could we not mourn? There's such a terrible decree that's been carried out. But to say that we're going to mourn so much, we also can't do, because we don't make decrees on the community unless the majority of the community can keep them. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, "Bam eira atem ne'orim," you are cursed with a curse. For osi atem kovim agoy kulo, and yet you're robbing me the entirety of the nation. Alakacham ruchacham. So the sages say like this: this is the right balance. Sadam adam is beso besid. If you are building a new home and you are lining it with lime, with plaster, Meshayer bo davar muat, you have to leave a little bit unplastered. Leave some of it rough. V'kama, how much? Am Rav Yosef, amal amma, an amma by an amma. Am Rav Chizda, where does that amma have to be? Kenegad HaPesach, right opposite the doorway. Osa adam is called tzarkei seuda. When you prepare a meal, prepare the whole meal. U'meshayer davar muat, and leave out one item from the menu in order to remind yourself of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Mahi, what would that, such an item like that be? Amar Rav Papa, give me a little bit of fried fish, kasa daharsana. Osli yishishel kol takshita, a woman can put on all of her normal jewelry. U'meshayeres davar muat, she should leave a little something out. Mahi, what would that be? Amar Rav Bas Tzitza, the little plaster that they put by the temple to take off the extra hairs to make it a little bit nicer. She shouldn't do that in order to remember Yerushalayim. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Imesh kachech Yerushalayim. If I forget you, Yerushalayim, Tishkach yemini, let my right hand be forgotten. Tidbak lishoni lechiki, let my tongue cleave to its palate. Imlo eskerechi, if I don't remember you. My al rosh simchasi, what's the meaning of that verse? Imlo ales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, if I don't make Jerusalem above my highest joy. Amrev Yitzchak, the Efer Miklash Barosh Chasanim, that even at a wedding, we're supposed to put a little bit of ashes on the head of the groom. Where? We put it at the place of the tefillin. Amalei Rav Papala Abaye Hecham Anachla, where do you put the ashes on the groom? B'makom tefillin, where the tefillin are normally placed. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Lasum Levle Tzion, Lasis Lehem Pe'er, Tachas Efer, that when God will rebuild Jerusalem, he will take the mourners of Jerusalem and give them the glory instead of the ash. So where the glory is, where the tefillin is where the ash is now. And when Mashiach will come, we'll have the glory back. V'chala b'sabal al Yerushalayim, anyone who mourns for Jerusalem, Zoche v'roa b'simchasa, will merit and see her joy in her being rebuilt. Shenamar, as the verse says, Simchu es Yerushalayim, rejoice with Jerusalem.
Not a
both. Yeah. most of the Jerusalem of today is not the old Jerusalem. The real Jerusalem is it's called Ir David or Silwan. That's mostly Arab still, unfortunately. Tanya, we were taught in a braisa from Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, "Miyom shachar beis hamikdash, and the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed." Dinu shenigzer alatzmenu. Really, we should have made a rule: shlo leechol basavul lishtos yai, not to eat meat or drink wine. Elayin goes and zera latzibur lekin rov atzibur yicholim lamud. But we didn't make that decree because most of the people would not be able to comply with it. We don't make decrees that most people won't be able to fulfill. And ever since the wicked kingdom the Romans have spread, that she makes horrible decrees against us, and stops us from learning Torah and observing mitzvos, and doesn't even allow us to go to a bris milah party, family Yeshua ben, or to the pidyon haben party, the redemption of the firstborn. Really, we shouldn't be getting married or having children. But then Nimsa Shal Zarish Lavram Avinu Kalame Elav. Then the Jewish people would be wiped out on their own. But Elahanach Lamli Yisrael. Rather, not let's not do that to the Jewish people. That's a decree people can't stand. Mutav Shu Yishogin, let them be making mistakes. Al Yumizidin, and not be people who are deliberately doing the wrong thing. Hajan Allah, Bezal Hashem Yisbarach, Perak Cheskas Abatim, Vadarach Allah.